1. Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper.And decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Section A. 1. Which equipment should we start with, the spinning bike or the adjustable decline bench?
Before we use any equipment, we need to warm up carefully. We don't want to injure ourselves.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
2. My news feed says...that there's been a major signal failure. All trains to your village are cancelled.
Cancelled? My God! So I can't go home and I am stuck in the office.
Question. Why can't the woman go home?
3. What do you think of Jason's article on global warming?
I have to say it leaves no room for criticism.
Question. What does the man mean?4. It's been a stressful week. I've been stuck indoors for days working on my project.
Do you want to go hill walking this weekend? It might help you feel better.
What does the man suggest the woman do? 5. It looks like the air conditioning in the office is broken.
Again? The company fixed it just this week, and that's 3 times this month.
Question. How does the man feel?
6. Excuse me, there is a mistake on my bill. I ordered 2 cheeseburgers, but the bill lists 3 cheeseburgers.
Okay, let me check the order. I'm sorry we made the mistake. I'll type up a new bill.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
7. We haven't seen or spoken to each other for 20 years, and now you've moved into the house next to mine. Unbelievable.
It's a small world after all.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 8. Dan, why do you look so upset?
How unlucky of me. I'm doing the late shift while everyone else goes to the pub.
Question.What can we learn from the conversation? 8. We went to a restaurant called Salt and Pepper last night. It was really nice.
That was a tourist trap. You should have gone to Bob's. That's where you got real Greek food.
Question. What does the man mean? 10. How did your interview go? Did you get the job?
No. Actually, not getting the job was a bit of an insult. I was the right man for the job. I mean, look at all my qualifications and experience.
Question. What does the man mean?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.Taiwan has one of the highest recycling rates in the world, having recycled just over half of its household waste in 2017. Soon, waste treatment in Taiwan will be taken to another level with iTrash, a 24-hour smart machine that charges users to deposit household garbage and pays them to recycle. The first iTrash machine was installed in Taipei last August
and was considered a success. This single machine attracted over 1,000 users who deposited over 2,500 kilograms of garbage and recycled about 24,000 bottles and 11,000 cans during its 4.5-month experimental period. This innovation machine encourages people to recycle more by offering a reward of $1 for every 10 plastic bottles or 8 cans. The money can be directly credited to the user's Easy Card, a smart card which can be used for public transportation and in the supermarkets across the city. Since the machine can be used around the clock, it will be more convenient for people as they can recycle at any time of day. More iTrash machines will be coming to Taipei this year, which will hopefully lead to even more recycling. Taiwan has one of the highest recycling rates in the world, having recycled just over half of its household waste in 2017. Soon, waste treatment in Taiwan will be taken to another level with iTrash, a 24-hour smart machine that charges users to deposit household garbage and pays them to recycle. The first iTrash machine was installed in Taipei last August and was considered a success. This single machine attracted over 1,000 users who deposited over 2,500 kilograms of garbage and recycled about 24,000 bottles and 11,000 cans during its 4.5-month experimental period. This innovation machine encourages people to recycle more by offering a reward of $1 for every 10 plastic bottles or 8 cans. The money can be directly credited to the user's Easy Card, a smart card which can be used for public transportation and in the supermarkets across the city. Since the machine can be used around the clock, it will be more convenient for people as they can recycle at any time of day. More iTrash machines will be coming to Taipei this year, which will hopefully lead to even more recycling. Questions. 11. What was the total number of bottles and cans recycled during the experimental stage?
12. Which of the following is true about iTrash?
13. How are people encouraged to recycle more?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. For Lane Cameron, almost every day is a snow day. He spends his free time hunting for the white substance and climbs the mountains of Scotland every year to keep track of how fast the snow at the top has melted. Cameron's snow hunting started at an early age. When he was 9, his family moved to a new house near Port Glasgow in Scotland, where they had a view of the mountain Ben Lomond. Around the end of March, Cameron spotted a patch of snow at the top of the mountain that hadn't melted yet. He became fascinated by it and wondered when the snow would melt. He made a note in his diary on the day that it finally disappeared. This simple act became the start of a lifetime's work. Now, at the age of 46, Cameron goes on regular walks up the mountains of Scotland to keep track of how long the snow has lasted. His findings have been used to track changes in the country's climate. Cameron's research has shown that since 1840, when records were first kept, snow has disappeared from the whole of Scotland's mountains just 6 times, and half of these times have occurred since 2000. Cameron doesn't make money from hunting snow. He didn't start snow hunting to help researchers. Explaining why he does it, he says, "I just find it interesting." There's no chance of him getting bored either, as Cameron points out that even if you go year after year, the snow never melts the same way twice. For Lane Cameron, almost every day is a snow day. He spends his free time hunting for the white substance and climbs the mountains of Scotland every year to keep track of how fast the snow at the top has melted. Cameron's snow hunting started at an early age. When he was 9, his family moved to a new house near Port Glasgow in Scotland, where they had a view of the mountain Ben Lomond. Around the end of March, Cameron spotted a patch of snow at the top of the mountain that hadn't melted yet. He became fascinated by it and wondered when the snow would melt. He made a note in his diary on the day that it finally disappeared. This simple act became the start of a lifetime's work. Now, at the age of 46, Cameron goes on regular walks up the mountains of Scotland to keep track of how long the snow has lasted. His findings have been used to track changes in the country's climate. Cameron's research has shown that since 1840, when records were first kept, snow has disappeared from the whole of Scotland's mountains just 6 times, and half of these times have occurred since 2000. Cameron doesn't make money from hunting snow. He didn't start snow hunting to help researchers. Explaining why he does it, he says, "I just find it interesting." There's no chance of him getting bored either, as Cameron points out that even if you go year after year, the snow never melts the same way twice. Questions. 14. What does Cameron's snow hunting involve?
15. Why does Cameron spend his free time snow hunting?
16. What can be concluded from Cameron's findings about the snow in Scotland?
Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. There's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold bottle of water straight out of the vending machine.
Can I ask you, though, why didn't you just get a glass of water from the kitchen tap? That water is cool and refreshing too, and it's free.
Well, I like this brand of bottled water better. It's enriched with salts and minerals that are very beneficial to your health.
Enriched? Honestly, Jack.
Actually, I'm not the only one who thinks so. For the first time in the UK, bottled water is more popular than cola. Don't you think it's a good thing that people are choosing to buy bottled water at the supermarket rather than sugary drinks?
As I said to you earlier, why don't people just drink tap water? Recently, a campaign was launched by Green Life against plastic pollution. Of course, bottled water causes a huge amount of that.
But bottled water was safer to drink than tap water.
That's because bottled water companies have spent millions of pounds on adverts scaring us off tap water. Some advertisers may have suggested, for example, that tap water wasn't healthy.
Well, still, bottled water tastes better. You can buy many different brands of bottled water with a range of price tags. At the top end, there's water from a 4,000-year-old Norwegian iceberg.
How much does that cost?
Around £80 a bottle.
I doubt that a bottle of water was worth that much money. Do you know that tap water is way more regulated than bottled water? And in taste tests, where random people were asked to grade water according to which they liked the best, tap water came up first most times.
So the drinks companies manufactured the demand for bottled water.
That's right.
It seems I spent money for nothing. There's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold bottle of water straight out of the vending machine.
Can I ask you, though, why didn't you just get a glass of water from the kitchen tap? That water is cool and refreshing too, and it's free.
Well, I like this brand of bottled water better. It's enriched with salts and minerals that are very beneficial to your health.
Enriched? Honestly, Jack.
Actually, I'm not the only one who thinks so. For the first time in the UK, bottled water is more popular than cola. Don't you think it's a good thing that people are choosing to buy bottled water at the supermarket rather than sugary drinks?
As I said to you earlier, why don't people just drink tap water? Recently, a campaign was launched by Green Life against plastic pollution. Of course, bottled water causes a huge amount of that.
But bottled water was safer to drink than tap water.
That's because bottled water companies have spent millions of pounds on adverts scaring us off tap water. Some advertisers may have suggested, for example, that tap water wasn't healthy.
Well, still, bottled water tastes better. You can buy many different brands of bottled water with a range of price tags. At the top end, there's water from a 4,000-year-old Norwegian iceberg.
How much does that cost?
Around £80 a bottle.
I doubt that a bottle of water was worth that much money. Do you know that tap water is way more regulated than bottled water? And in taste tests, where random people were asked to grade water according to which they liked the best, tap water came up first most times.
So the drinks companies manufactured the demand for bottled water.
That's right.
It seems I spent money for nothing.
Questions 17. Why does the man drink that particular brand of bottled water?
18. What may help create the impression that tap water is unsafe?
19. Which of the following is the reason the woman suggests for drinking tap water?
20. What can we infer about Jack's attitude towards bottled water?